Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament's adjourned for a week, giving John Key's National-led government a chance to regroup after a fairly harrowing week, which nevertheless began on a positive note with this announcement before question time on Tuesday from the Minister for Building and Construction, Maurice Williamson.
Speaker, I've been fortunate in the last hour to have been in my office with the Miss Universe New Zealand contestants. They are in the gallery, sir, and I think this House would like to acknowledge them being here today, sir.
Next day was the Speaker's turn to welcome visitors to the debating chamber.
A delegation from the National Assembly of Serbia is within the precincts of this chamber.
Lockwood Smith then acknowledged a call from the green benches.
Point of order, Jan Logie.
I've been fortunate in the last hour to have been in my office with the Feminist of the Year contestants, and they're in the gallery, sir, and I think this House would like the opportunity today to acknowledge them.
Spotting the potential for a dangerous precedent, the Speaker moved quickly to nip it in the bud.
Rather than see this practice continue indefinitely, where members do wish to acknowledge visitors in the gallery, perhaps the appropriate way to do it would be to seek the leave of the House to do it, because all members know they're not meant to refer to visitors in the gallery.
Speaker's services as the final authority on questions and answers then came into heavy demand as the opposition laid into Education Minister Hekia Parata over an apparent U-turn on budget measures to cut teacher numbers, which she presented as good news in an answer on Tuesday.
We have provided the guarantee that no school will lose more than two full-time teaching equivalents, and 90% won't lose any more than one full-time teaching equivalent. This is good news.
Order.
Among Labour MPs pressing the Minister for more detail the next day was Labour's Associate Education Spokesman, Chris Hipkins.
Did she ask for or receive a list of the schools who would lose or gain more than one teacher as a result of the new ratios prior to taking the policy to Cabinet for approval? If not, why did she not ask for that list?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, we've made it clear time and again that 90% of schools can expect to lose up to...
Mr Hipkins complained that the Minister was not answering his question, and after considerable argument, he was allowed to repeat it.
Did the Cabinet paper she presented proposing the change to teacher-pupil ratios contain a breakdown of the number of schools likely to lose teachers, gain teachers, or have the same number of teachers as a result of the change? If not, why not?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, I did take a paper that had a breakdown of the numbers of schools. I did not take a paper that had the list of the specific schools.
Next day, Chris Hipkins' Deputy Leader and Labour's Wellington Central MP had a question for Hekia Parata's boss.
Grant Robertson.
Is the Prime Minister concerned that technology centres such as the one at Mount Cook School in Wellington may have to close as a result of the policies being implemented by his government in Budget 2012?
Grant Robertson's question was answered for the Prime Minister by one of his senior ministers.
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, no, we are very focused on supporting technology education at levels 7 to 8.
Mr Joyce said schools made their own decisions when allocating staff funding, while provoking merriment on the opposition benches with his response to this question from Grant Robertson.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he have confidence in the Minister of Education? If so, why?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, yes, because she is a hard-working minister working to build a brighter future for New Zealand, and in particular... focusing on lifting achievement for the 1 in 5 young Kiwis who don't currently succeed in the New Zealand education system.
Meanwhile, the budget debate continued with Labour's Phil Twyford shedding these crocodile tears on Tuesday.
The poor members on the other side of the House have been subject to all sorts of criticism over the last few days. They've upset the paper boys, they've upset aspiring postgraduate students, they've upset elderly people looking at going into residential care.
But Hekia Parata's predecessor as Education Minister was in no need of sympathy.
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, I stand in this House proud to be a member of the John Key-led government.
Parliament adjourned with 2 hours remaining in the budget debate. They'll be back to finish it off on Tuesday, June the 12th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.